Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There you go. We're going to have plenty of that kind of music today. It's that kind of day. It's the 4th of July. It's Independence Day. Welcome back, my friends. I'm glad you're here. It's 12 after, and we're going to celebrate. Today on this show, we're going to celebrate the 4th of July with a number of different people and talk about Independence Day in America. But there is one other thing we have to talk about first. And welcome back, by the way. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. If you just tuned in for the first time, wherever you are on planet Earth, you could be listening on the radio or on the Internet. We're glad you're doing that. Christina Cavanaugh is with us. She's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and she's from Canada. She's a Canadian. She's in Toronto. One of our best friends, Canada. And Canada and America have been best friends, close allies, trading partners for so long, and we really appreciate our Canadian brothers and sisters. And Christina has been with us a long time, especially helping us understand the world, the news, the universe around email. And she's the author of Managing Your Email, and she's our good friend, Christina Cavanaugh. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. And you celebrated Canada's Independence Day just the other day. And we're going to talk about that in the next segment. But first, we have some news, right? Because it's not news that we're celebrating Independence Day today or Tuesday. The news is what Canada has decided to do with an anti-spam law. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so that was effective on July 1st. And it's a law, you know, that's basically saying that commercial email messages, which are messages sent by any means of telecommunication, so that could be text, sound, voice, or image, mm-hmm. to any electronic address, which includes email, instant message, telephone,
wow.
direct social media as well.
Wow. Includes social media?
Yeah, includes direct, you know, because social media, like if you have posts, that's one thing, but it also includes if social media sends something out to you directly.
Right.
That these things can fall under the Canada anti-spam law.
Wow.
And, yeah, and, you know, what's interesting is a lot of people here Canadians have felt like they've been spammed for the last 2 weeks, and the reason for that is because everybody is asking for consent, you know, everybody who's had you out of the email
right.
list, and they can't figure out what kind of consent they have just been blasting out emails saying, please let us send you emails. It's been ridiculous.
Wow.
So, I know it sounds quite onerous, and in a way...
It doesn't sound onerous. It is onerous.
Yeah, it is.
Tell us how it's going to work. Tell us what they think is going to... What are they mad at? What's Canada mad at?
Well, I think that what they're trying to do is... I think they're trying to take on the world of spam and say, let's just regulate
that. And my hat's off to them for that, for taking that on, whether I agree with what their law or not. My hat's off to them because spam is as hateful a thing as I have in my life.
Yeah, I agree. I think everybody agrees. I actually feel that this law, it's not going to stop hackers and the real sort of perpetrators.
Right.
You know, and in some ways what it's doing is it's hurting legitimate people.
That's the point. That's what happens when government gets involved. Well said, Christina. That's what happens when government gets involved and they don't really look beyond the first layer of the onion. They don't realize that the bad guys are going to laugh at this law, but the good guys like you and me, Christina, are the ones that are going to be hurt. For example, I am sure I have Canadian subscribers to my newsletter.
Yes.
Now, they subscribed, some of them may have subscribed 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
How would I know? And here's what else. What if they forget that they subscribed to my newsletter?
Yeah. Well, see, this is where we've got, you know.
Tell the audience how it works. Tell them how it works.
Yeah. Right. This is where we separate the wheat from the chaff. And in particular for smaller business, which is your audience,
mm-hmm.
you either have to have express consent
or implied
consent. So express mm-hmm. consent is that you've asked somebody to opt in. And so that's pretty clear cut. Implied consent means that somebody has given you an email address. They've done business with you, in particular, say, in the last 2 years.
Right.
They've purchased something from you,
mm-hmm.
they've subscribed to you, they've done something. That's implied consent. And where the problem is that only has a 2-year window. So
mm-hmm.
people who have an email list of 1,000 names,
right.
if they don't have a good enough database that tells them how long that name or where that name came from and how long they've known that individual, if they're going to have to ask for express consent. They're going to have to ask people opt in.
For people who have signed up or who are on the list within the last 2 years?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it within the last 2 years or beyond 2 years?
Yeah. It's within, if it's implied consent,
uh-huh.
it's somebody who's done business with you in the last 2 years. And then you don't need to ask them.
Oh. So if somebody subscribed to my newsletter a year ago, I don't have to ask them. But if they subscribed 4 years ago, I should ask them?
Yeah. If they subscribed to you, so they opted in.
Right.
They said, I want to receive
That's
your
right.
email. Then you're okay because
okay.
they gave express permission. The implied permission is the murky part because, like, if I sell tickets to something, for instance,
right.
to someone, I want to be able to send promotions to them. But after 2 years, if they've never bought anything from me,
right.
then I have to ask them if they still
mm-hmm.
want to receive email from me.
Wow.
This is the problem.
And so, and tell us what the penalty is.
Well, the penalties, if they're enforceable, are up to $1 million per breach for an individual and $10 million per breach for a company.
And a breach could be social media, not just email.
Yep. Direct social media, text, yep.
All that.
Now, the interesting, a couple of things, the penalties are not going to come into play until 3 years from now. So
right.
there's a 3-year ease.
You got three
period.
Years to clean your act up.
3 years to clean your act up, and,
right.
and then in January, then
but
you're going to be able.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. And then you're going to be able, at July 1st, 2017, individuals and companies can bring, lawsuits.
Wow.
Yeah.
But
now,
like you said, bad guys aren't going to stop.
No, unfortunately.
This is going to become a nightmare. As much as I appreciate the attempt, I'm concerned about the execution of this. We're going to come right back. Christina Cavanaugh is our guest. 20 after. Happy 4th of July. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.